following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, we love to help you keep your car rolling down the highway with awesome deals on parts every day. And what better way to keep on rolling than in a new truck? Enter the Castro Truck Sweepstakes at Advance. You could win a 2013 Ford F-150 worth over 30 grand. 30 grand? Dang! Enter now at Advance Auto Parts. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes, void where prohibited. Visit CastroTruckSweeps.com for program rules and a better.
All across the country, there are those who are going pro. They are taking their game to the next level. They are swishing, flossing, and brushing those hard-to-reach places. They are going pro with Crest Pro Health. They are getting a clean that will transform their oral health and shedding their amateur status and going pro with their oral care routine. Go pro with Crest Pro Health. Life opens up.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us on this Monday program, getting the much-needed moisture outside and winding down kind of the spring sports season. It seems like at UNK and Hastings College, still a lot of activities to go. But as far as baseball and softball, this is it. Conference tournaments begin next week, so they're trying to get them all in. In fact, Hastings College softball, and I haven't overly investigated this, but for some reason they couldn't play at Morningside yesterday because of the threat of lightning or something crazy. I thought it was nice everywhere yesterday. Must have missed out on that. So the one time where they could have actually played at home, they're called off. They're going to play five doubleheaders in 6 days, starting on Wednesday if they can. They're taking Friday off, but they play Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Basically half their conference season in 6 days. What in the hell is going on out there? By the way, Auburn, I just keep listening to this on SportsCenter. Auburn, you're dirty. That's the bottom line. Whether these accusations, whether everything that they're talking about, and when I mean every single thing that they're talking about is true or not, obviously something else is going on down there. You've been on probation in the last decade. Auburn, you are trying so hard to keep up with Alabama, just like SMU was trying to keep up with Texas A&M and Texas. I'm sorry, to me, it just is getting way too close to the death penalty that SMU had. The things that are going on, whether they deserve that or not, I'm not talking about that. But Auburn, obviously, is a dirty program. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Like to have you on the program today. We'll talk Huskers, we'll talk Lopers, we'll talk Broncos. Our guests include Kearney High soccer coach Scott Steinbrook. They win two more over the weekend. They're 12-0 with two more big matches, including Hastings this week. We'll also talk with David Gee from Grand Island Northwest. They are having the Central Nebraska Track Championships. They're going to be Wednesday. They were supposed to be today, but obviously look outside. That's why they're not today. They will be on Wednesday. Sponsored by the Grand Island Independent, the top times, the top distances, which probably even tougher this year. But those athletes will be in Grand Island this week, and that's always one of the highlights. There's always some of the top performances in the state turned in during that meet, and that's coming up on Wednesday. We'll preview that, and we'll talk with Coach Gee coming up a little bit later on in the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, want to give you a reminder here at the top of the hour. You may have heard this on our news this morning, but today is the funeral for Buffalo County Sheriff Lieutenant Dave Butler. They expect a big, big turnout today. 1,500 law enforcement officers may be attending. And folks, we want to remind you that you should stay clear of 39th and 2nd Avenue over the noon hour today, because they will have a huge funeral procession from the New Life Assembly Church to the Kearney Cemetery. So just kind of a heads up there that it'll be the noon hour. It'll be a busy time in Kearney, and that is a main intersection, obviously, in the city. So 39th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney, please try to avoid that over the noon hour today. So there you go. Lieutenant Butler spent the last 22 years with the Buffalo County office. Most recently, he oversaw the 911 center. He had been with the Hall in Kearney County before Buffalo County. Just 52 years of age with that cancer that is just the scourge of our existence, it seems like, as it claims the life of Dave Butler. But again, please, if you can, motorists, avoid 39th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney today over the noon hour. We'll try and remind you that again right before the show goes off the air today. What happened in Boston, and I had a chance to talk to Big Daddy. We talked to him Friday on the show. We may talk with him again for a moment here on the program. And he was in Boston. He got back yesterday. He was at Fenway Park on Saturday for the Red Sox game. When we talked to him on Friday, they didn't know about whether they would play or not. Obviously, they didn't on Friday, but they did play Saturday. And you may have seen him on TV. If you saw the Boston Strong, Wicked Strong sign, he was sitting right there. And he was, and his family were on a variety of television pictures, recaps. This morning, they replayed it on Good Morning America. There he was, big head, smiling, singing to Neil Diamond, who was on hand. So because they were playing the Royals, I think maybe that also gave us more of a reason to watch. We knew what was going to be going on. We knew there would be special ceremonies before that Red Sox game. And now hopefully Boston can move on, just like all cities have to do after tragedies. And again, then you think about what's going on in Waco, Texas. It's probably just not getting as much attention because it's not as big a town and it's not involving a sporting activity or a sports franchise. So that all went on Saturday, Sunday. And amidst all that, the Royals are playing some pretty good baseball. They swept the doubleheader yesterday. Alex Gordon getting his first home run of the year. He's hitting over 340 early on in this season. And so Gordon, who's notorious for getting off to a slow start, has gotten off to a very fast start this year. And so good for the Royals and all that's going on with Kansas City. So your thoughts on that? Love to hear from you. Numerous ways to get a hold of us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can call 1-888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always Facebook us. You can tweet us. Our Facebook, make sure you sign up, like us. You can find out what's going on here on the Doug and Daddy Show and ESPN Radio. And, of course, just go to ESPN Superstation, and you can like us on Facebook and tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550. The NBA playoffs get underway. There are no surprises in the first eight games, and now we have two games today. Eight series, we have two games today. It's just like the early-late split up in the NFL, something else that I just don't understand in the NBA. That they ever have more than a day off when you don't change cities in the playoffs is just ludicrous, idiotic. So on Saturday, we had Denver and Golden State, but they're going to play Tuesday, and then they're going to get back after it Friday. They're going to play one game in 6 days. Woo, boy, don't hurt yourselves. New York, Boston, they don't play again until tomorrow either. I just don't get it. You've got so many networks that you can put these on anymore and still avoid NBA TV, which we do have some NBA TV games. Well, I just get them over with. Play them. Let's go. Take your time off between travel dates. Just something that, again, has to be a little something to irk us every day. Big Ten realignment. That has been big over the weekend. I have to say, folks, and I am shocked. I am shocked by this development. Surprise, maybe not shocked. Surprise would be more of an accurate word, because Nebraska, especially for football, and let's face it, that's all Nebraskans care about. It couldn't be any easier. The division couldn't be any easier. The only way it could be easier is put Indiana or Maryland or Rutgers in and throw out Wisconsin. Purdue, Northwestern, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois. And let's face it, it looks like the old Big 12. It was Nebraska and the flavor of the month. Right now, the flavor of the month is Wisconsin in the Big Ten, and they're a little bit more than that. But when we were in the Big 12, you had to basically beat one team in the North. First, it was Colorado. Then it was Kansas State. Then it was Missouri. But you never really had them all outside of maybe once when Missouri and Kansas were strong that one year and battled for the right to go to the Orange Bowl. I mean, outside of that, would you like to be in Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State? And I get with Penn State, this may be the very beginning of the end for them, but Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State. Each one of those programs is going to be unhappy if they only win the East once every 4 years. Ohio State will expect to win it every year and should only win it every other year when you have to battle Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State. There's no way. There is no way a Rutgers can compete in that division, or at least vie for the title in the East. There is no way. They can't beat all of those teams every year, and that's what it's going to take. It'll be an interesting, this is a done deal. I mean, that's why it's already been reported over the weekend. The Big Ten, when they get together for their next meeting here in Chicago, the presidents and chancellors will approve the new divisions and the new names. We won't have legends and leaders. It will be, oh my God, East and West. Woohoo, boy. We're in the Big Ten West now, folks. We went from the Big Eight to the Big 12, the Big 12 North, to the legends, now to the Big 10 West with 14 teams. And if they get two more like they're trying to, will it still be East and West? And then when they do that, does that mean you bring Kansas in? You bring somebody in so that they can have somebody go to the West? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And if they ever do bring in more teams to the East, that means like Indiana or Michigan State floats over to the West. So it looks like things are going to be in pretty good shape for Nebraska if they can continue to play decent football. They don't have to go against juggernauts every year for years and years and years. So that's expected to get confirmed and will be taken care of. And, of course, Rutgers and Maryland come in 2014. A couple of other things to tell you about just to get the show going here. Breon Carnes also after the show on Friday night, this kind of broke that Breon Carnes was going to leave. Were you surprised? Again, all Nebraska fans, oh, he's related to Tommy Frazier. Oh, he went to the same school. Oh, he's going to be the Heisman Trophy winner three times. He never even played. Breon Carnes is going to transfer. He had a good spring game once. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little track and a whole lot more after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look
at Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough is your Advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The Advance advantage, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and eight flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
It only takes one. It doesn't matter where you find that one. Any number, any round.
With the 24th selection.
It only takes that one.
The Green Bay Packers select.
To change your franchise.
Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, California.
It only takes that one. The NFL Draft. Thursday on ESPN and ESPN Radio.
Hey, skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll see some scattered light showers around the area, mixing with some snow in spots later this afternoon. Temperatures will stay steady and then falling back through the 30s with north winds gusting to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Got some high school sports to talk about, and because of the weather, there have obviously been some postponements. The very latest, today's Kearney Catholic and Holdridge soccer games have been canceled. They will not be made up. Kearney Catholic Holdridge soccer games canceled. Kearney Catholic's golf invitational scheduled for Tuesday has been postponed until Thursday at Meadowlark Hills. And of course, as we told you on this morning sports, the Central Nebraska Track Championships, sponsored by the Grand Island Independent in Grand Island, have been moved from today until Wednesday, but we can still talk about it and preview what will be going on with some of the best athletes in the coverage area of the Grand Island Independent. And Northwest coach David Gee joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, doing good. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Good decision on moving this back to Wednesday.
Well, I was just sitting here watching it rain and thinking of the same thing. It's always good to get rain as dry as it's been, but it's going to be nice, much nicer on Wednesday. So I think in our case, it's a good decision.
Dave, do you think the kids got enough track in? Usually you guys go and the Independent puts together the best times, best distances, whatever the event may be, and brings them in. But a lot of these kids haven't had the opportunity to maybe get as many meets in as they would have in the past. How do you think that's going to affect the level of competition?
Well, the level of competition will still be very, very good. You know, they're still great kids. We just haven't had a lot of meets to have really good marks show up. You know, for example, Northwest, we've had three track meets, and the last one we had, the Cincinnati City Invite, was not a real nice day. So we haven't had a chance to put good marks up, but we've got great kids, and everybody else does too. And you get a nicer day, and they get together, they'll compete. So I think you'll see much better marks come out of the meet than we have as far as entry marks.
As you looked at them, took a look at these entries for the first time, what was your kind of thought when you saw just the initial times and distances for this year's meet?
Well, obviously, you know, we're a little bit, the marks are not quite as good, but they're still very competitive. For example, in the girls 200, you ran 27-2 to 27-4 with eight girls, and a lot of them were our returning state placers from last year, so you know the marks are going to come down. They just haven't had an opportunity to run well. But, you know, top to bottom, you know, there's great kids. And when you get great kids together and they compete hard, you know, the marks will take care of themselves.
What are a couple events that stand out? I mean, I'm scanning them here. I looked them over within the last, well, this morning, basically. I see the boys' discus has got some pretty good tosses already. What else stands out to you as maybe above-average performances so far?
Well, I think, you know, the long jump and the girls is going to be a very competitive event. Every event has some good kids, whether or not the marks are really, really good. I think every event has the chance of being really good. You know, you got the 100-year-olds, you got Taylor Teal, you know, from Aurora. And she's a great hurdler, you know. So 15-7, but she ran, you know, much better than that last year, and she's just waiting for a nice day. So I don't know that you can look at any one event and say, this is the one to watch, but I think that you're going to find every event's very competitive. And you know, one I think maybe stands out is maybe, for example, the boys' triple jump. There's three or four kids that have all jumped 43, 44 foot, and I think you'll see those go 45 feet and be a very competitive event with the Labrick kid from Loup City and Detloss from St. Paul, and we've got a couple kids in there. So we're looking forward to that, you know, the competition from that standpoint.
I do want to ask you about some of the Northwest kids, and obviously your season, which you said has been abbreviated like everybody else's, but can you explain to the listeners out there, because Kearney is not involved, but Hastings and Grand Island are, where does the line draw for the athletes that get selected?
As far as entries, actually Northwest High School has nothing to do with that. What it amounts to is the Grand Island Independent, the teams that they cover in their independent coverage as far as their sports. Those are the teams that are invited, you know. When we first started this meet, Kearney Catholic used to come. That was one of the teams that was involved. And some teams have consolidated. You know, you move in and out of the coverage area as far as what the independent does. But basically, it's independent coverage, and whoever they send me and say send out invites, that's who I send them out to. And the coaches are always excited about coming to this meet because it gives their kids, you know, Class C and D kids, a chance to compete against the bigger schools. And to be real honest, our kids love competing against those kids from the smaller schools because it's quality competition.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be one of the best meets. You lump this in with conference. It might even be better than conference, districts and state. It's going to be some of the best competition that they do see throughout the year. Was there any thoughts of, and I guess folks will probably go, well, Kaylin Brannigan was the athlete of the year last year, and obviously she's now at Kearney Catholic. Was there any discussion about inviting her back over?
Well, you know, and Kearney Catholic did contact us, and I just turned that over to the independent. And again, it was a deal where right now Kearney Catholic is not involved with what the independent considers their independent coverage. So that was not a possibility, you know. And I wish Kaylin all the success in the world. She's obviously a great athlete. She's been our athlete of the year the last two seasons at this meet. And you know, I remember a few years ago, when she was a sophomore, and I said, you know, you're a really good hurdler. I said, how'd you learn how to hurdle? And she said, well, my dad taught me. And I said, well, who taught your dad? And she said, I don't know. I said, well, I do because I did. She laughed. And, you know, so that's the type of thing that this meet brings to you is all the schools in the area, all the relationships and stuff, and that's what makes it a fun meet.
We're talking with David Gee. He's the track coach at Grand Island Northwest. Let's talk a little bit about your kids. I think maybe Alex Larson is a name that has popped up here on the list multiple times. Start with him and maybe a little bit more about your Northwest team.
Well, Alex Larson is a kid. This is his first year out for track. He'd been a soccer player, and he's looking at playing some football in college, an outstanding receiver in football for us. And he just wanted to work on some speed and explosiveness. And we've got him running the two short relays and then long jump and triple jump, and he's been in three competitions in the long jump And every meet, it's a learning experience for him. You know, he's learning his techniques a little bit better and stuff. And you know, we look for him to be outstanding before the season's over. He's jumped 21.6 and still learning. He still doesn't know how to land in the pit, you know. So those are the little things that he'll get better at. Triple jump, he's the same thing. He's just a very explosive kid. You know, another kid that we're really excited about and has been a steady force for the last 3 years is Alec Waters in the 100, 200, 400. You know, he ran a leg on our state champion 4x4 team last year. And he's kind of the leader of our boys team as far as what he does and what he brings to the table.
On the girls' side, you've got a really nice distance runner as well.
Well, Megan Billington is running really well for us. You know, it's one of those deals that at this meet she stands out above the rest. But, you know, for example, we'll go to Holder's Friday and she'll see Gabby Garcia and she'll see, you know, the better runners around, and that will kind of find out where she's really at. But, you know, when you talk about the quality athletes, you're right, the Class C, D kids, this may be the best meet they see top to bottom until they get to state because they don't have that field in their conference or district necessarily. Now, Class B, you know, when we go to Holdridge or our conference and district, you know, we see great people. Hastings sees great people. But, you know, that's the other thing that's great for these C and D kids is because it gives them a chance to compete at a very high level before they get to state.
Just another minute here with Northwest Track and Field Coach David Gee. I guess there is always, and I know that they try to keep them under wraps until the actual meet, so I'm not trying to put you on the spot there, but you guys always have some special awards that are handed out at the Central Nebraska Track Championships to coaches, to folks that have meant a lot to track, and I assume we've got some special people again this year.
We do a Coach of the Year and a Contributor of the Year. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that coach that has that great team this year. You know, the Central Nebraska has a lot of people that promote track and field and try to sell it on what it is. It's a quality show for anybody who comes out and watches. And you know, we try to honor those people who have been in the programs for a lot of years. And this year will be no different. You know, we have two outstanding recipients for these awards. And as far as I know, in fact, I know they don't know who they are yet, but they're very good choices. So just like everybody else, you're going to have to wait and hear on Wednesday night.
And Dave, you probably I'm guessing you probably don't know a whole lot about this kid that I'm going to ask a question to, but we kind of touch on it. You bring people in from different parts of the state that you won't see, and you look at this cross-county Parker Anderson. He's top of the 100, the 200, and the 400, and I'm guessing most of the folks at this meet probably haven't even got a chance to watch this young man before.
Well, that's just the thing. You know, you read the names, and some people don't see him. I've seen Parker run, you know, for the last few years. We take a JV team over to Cross County and compete in their invite. So I've been watching him run for 3 years, and I'm looking forward to seeing him on Wednesday night because he is a quality athlete. You know, he's a great athlete in other sports, and that's the type of kid that thrives in a meet like this because they can step up and really show what they're capable of doing, and it's a great meet from that standpoint. You know, he's one example of you know, the Riley Lambrecht from Loup City, you know, a great triple jumper. There's a lot of kids like that really shine in a meet like this when they get the competition.
Well, it should be some great activity. It gets underway Wednesday afternoon again, postponed from today, and it will be held Wednesday at Grand Island Northwest. Dave, anything else that we need to add or that the fans need to know about?
Well, the meet starts at 4 o'clock, and we're usually done by 8:30, and everything, there's no prelims. It's just one race, 8 kids, or in the distance events, 12 kids, and it moves fast, and it's exciting, and you know, it's a great meet to come out and watch.
I have been asked this question, and I wanted to just reiterate it because I think I know the answer, but I'll let you for sure tell me. If an individual competes in this, do they have to set out another meet, which at this point in the year probably isn't a problem because they'll just say, hey, we set out the one that got canceled?
This meet acts just like any other track meet that they have. Your kids have X number of meets they can compete in during the season with four more teams, and this would count as one of those. Now, in our case, we've lost enough track meets that we could add three or four and still be okay. But, you know, and most of the teams are in the same situation. But, yeah, this acts as one of their top-level meets, and you know, everybody has that on their schedule, and they know that.
Dave, when we get to districts, you've done this long enough where weather's perfect. It was a great year last year, and you've had years like this where you just can't get out. In the end, when you get to districts and state, do you believe it will affect times and distances because they just haven't – they may have practiced their butts off, but they haven't been in competition. Do you think that'll affect it?
What we've told our kids, and I'm sure a lot of coaches are doing the same thing, we have this all area. We have Holdridge, Conference, District, State. We've told our kids it's a five-meet sprint to the finish, and the teams that are most focused and have worked the hardest on the opportunities they've had are the ones that are going to compete well at state. And I don't care what the weather's been during the season. When you get the state track meet, marks show up, and the kids compete. And I don't think there'll be any difference this year. You know, there'll be great athletes there, and great athletes always produce. So I know it's going to be a great state track meet from that standpoint.
Well, it's always a great meet. The Grand Island Independent does a great job, and you guys always do a great job running it. And thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning to talk about it and promote the area athletes.
Well, anytime I get a chance to talk track, I usually take time. It's one of my passions and has been for a long time. And I think it's the greatest event you can put on for people because they see the true athlete you have on the field. And these kids, you know, the thing about track and field is they get to know each other, and they respect each other, and that's what's great about this sport.
Well, Dave, we thank you for everything you do, and hopefully everything goes well on Wednesday. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Northwest track coach out of Grand Island, David Gee, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, the Central Nebraska Track Championships at Northwest will be on Wednesday, and that gets underway, as he said, at 4 o'clock, and they're usually done before the sun is completely gone around 8:30. It's a special event, and you're never going to see a wide variety of the classes go against each other as much as you will at this event. And there's pick and choose if you want to go, if you don't want to go. Grand Island Senior High, they were big in this. They used to hold a memorial, and now they don't. They're not a part of it, which is unfortunate. It's cool to see as many athletes in there as you possibly can from all over the area. But, again, the bigger it gets, then the more other schools probably get weeded out as well. So it is what it is. It's a great event, and we wish them the best of luck at the Central Nebraska Track Championships. And speaking of track, we talked with Coach Bonzel from UNK, obviously, a variety of times here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but they had themselves a pretty good weekend as well, where they have broken some school records. They set provisional marks, and again, these provisional marks, every time you hear that, that's what you need to have a good enough time or distance to make it in to the national meet. And Marissa Bongers, we're going to continue to talk about her. She broke a school record that had been around for 25 years. Donna Spickelmeyer, back in May of 87 in the 800, ran 211.6, and Bongers down at the KU Relays, just over 209, 209.02. That's the third fastest time in Division II this year, and is an NCAA automatic effort, and this is just a sophomore in Marissa Bongers out of Brainerd. Courtney Fechter out of Holdridge also stepped up and tied the school record in the pole vault last week. This time she broke it. She was at Doan, 12 feet 1 1/4, and that breaks the old mark of Callie Cordes set back in May of 2006. So congratulations to those two lopers on breaking school records. Whew. Let's move on and tell you that we've got some soccer to talk about. We're going to talk with the big fella, Big Daddy, at the end of the show because he was in Boston on Saturday, and I just think it's pretty cool, despite all the things that went on, to have somebody that we knew that was right there and can kind of tell us a little bit more about what it was like to be in Boston last week. If you want to know what it's like to be in your field, make money, and watch your crop grow, then it's time to make that change to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation for continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and less waste. Just like this great rain that we're getting today, it is all over your field. When the rain is not coming, TNL is there for you. Years of proven hydraulic technology that you know and trust, and most importantly, it makes life easier on you. You're busy in the summer. You're trying to keep everything going. You don't need hassles. You don't need breakdowns. You don't need dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops is what you're looking for. No more time, money, or water to waste. The choice is simple. A hydrostatically powered pivot from TNL Irrigation Systems. Visit your local TNL dealer or online at TLIRR.com. We'll be right back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Wendy's presents The Millionaire.
Pardon me, miss, what is that sandwich?
Oh, my grilled chicken flatbread?
Simply top shelf.
Yeah, Asiago cheese, warm flatbread.
I'll give you $100. I can call my lawyer now.
Oh, actually, it's from Wendy's.
Wendy's, so no legal fees. Bully.
Introducing new flatbread grilled chicken sandwiches from Wendy's. Warm, multigrain flatbread in delicious flavors like Asiago ranch and smoky honey mustard.
Mmm, superb.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
If you're an NBA or NHL fan, congrats. This is your time of year.
It's officially playoff season. That means it's time to get to StubHub.
On StubHub, not only can you grab the seats you want for the most crucial clashes of the season, you can get big-time rewards. We're talking up to 3% back on your tickets.
Plus the chance of preferred access events.
Complimentary seat upgrades.
And once-in-a-lifetime experiences, like Chalk Talk with the coach.
You know, stuff that normally only folks like us are lucky enough to do. So whether you want to see your team fight for the ultimate crown on the hardwood or on the ice, get to StubHub and get rewarded.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Hey, skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll see some scattered light showers around the area, mixing with some snow in spots later this afternoon. Temperatures will stay steady and then falling back through the 30s with north winds gusting to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Right now it's 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us. Producer Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I always have to chuckle from time to time. Have you ever heard of the Jay Giles Band?
No, that's why when you asked me to pull it up, I was like, what is that?
I could tell when I first said something to you, the eyes rolled into the back of your head, then he had to double check with me. And one of those things, it's just a generational deal.
Notice the misspelling on the YouTube too?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's just a single J. But that's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day. Will Darrell Revis make the Buccaneers a playoff team in 2013? Well, not on his own. Last year, they were 7-9. I like a little bit of what about the Buccaneers do. Cool uniforms. It's fun to have a team like Tampa Bay in there. They're in such a tough division when you got the Saints and the Falcons, who are very, very good. And you have to think at some point, Carolina, Cam Newton looks like he's going to be able to be a very solid starting quarterback. It wasn't a sophomore slump. It's going to be tough for the Buccaneers to make the playoffs, considering the division that they are in. Will Darrell Rivas make the Buccaneers a playoff team? Vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Over the weekend, who do you think will win the NBA championship? 74% took the Heat, 16% said the Oklahoma City Thunder, and only 10% of you took the field. The Heat, just again, healthy, the Heat wins this thing hands down. Maybe the most dominant team in the NBA going into a playoff run since the Chicago Bulls. We'll have to wait and see how things break down there. But despite all the rain, all the snow, all the wind, they have played a few spring sporting activities, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show the head coach of the undefeated fourth-ranked Kearney Bearcats soccer team, Scott Steinbrook. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Just checking out the weather forecast on my computer here. Doesn't exactly look great today.
Can you believe producer Jeff had never heard of the Jay Giles Band?
No, that's hard to believe. That's a classic. That's a 70s and 80s classic right there.
And you were born when, Jeff?
1990.
Yeah, see, so
that might explain it.
We are old. Two more games on the weekend. You seem to have had your most success getting to Lincoln or playing some weekend games. Just let's start from where you are, maybe work your way back. Talk about your competition and your level of play this last weekend.
Lincoln Northeast was the team we played first this weekend in Lincoln, and they've struggled this year. You know, they've only won one or two games. We played them first, and we had a chance to play a lot of guys. And we knew heading into the weekend, as it usually is on this little quad, that Lincoln East is kind of the marquee game. So our kids did a good job of focusing on the Northeast game, you know, not looking ahead. Lincoln East is a team that's – their record is 500, but that's misleading. Anybody who knows anything about soccer – in Nebraska understands the tradition and the talent that Lincoln East has on an annual basis. Their losses this year are to us in Grand Island and Lincoln Southwest and Omaha Westside, all teams that are in that top five. So they played an awfully tough schedule. So we were very fortunate to win. You know, we were missing a number of guys with injury and illness and ended up going into a shootout. And, you know, we've been fortunate. We've caught some good breaks. Our kids have had some clutch performances and we're able to win another shootout, and we'll take that against Lincoln East on their home field. So the kids felt pretty good about it, as did I.
I joked with you a little bit about this before the interview, is that you pull down the schedule, and it's got the scores, and it's got the shootouts, and then, like every team has, canceled, canceled, canceled. Unfortunately, your three cancels are against 10-2, 11-0, and then you've beaten Columbus, but you had to in the conference tournament, but you had to cancel with them last week. How bummed out are you and the kids that you haven't really got that chance to test yourself against the state's top teams that you have put on your schedule?
Yeah, if you look at the way our schedule is set up, you know, we typically, you know, on an annual basis have four or five games against teams that are probably going to be, you know, in the regular season, at least in that top five or ten. You can look at East and Southeast, and then Southwest, Grand Island, and Millard West are teams that we always like to have enough of those types of teams on our schedule. So when we get to the district tournament and potentially the state tournament, like you said, we were battle tested. We've seen the best of the best. Unfortunately, this year, two of those games, Southwest and Grand Island, are games that we didn't have a chance to play in because our schedule is really weighted heavily towards the back end of the year. We very intentionally don't schedule as many games the first couple weeks of the year because those are usually the ones that are more likely to get rained or snowed out. The way it's been this year, it doesn't matter. It just could happen at any point. So, you know, it is disappointing that we haven't had a chance to get tested against those teams. From our kids' standpoint, they look forward to the Grand Island game as much as any game on the schedule. I know they were pretty bummed out that day, especially since we had it scheduled at UNK. You know, had that been nice weather, that would have been a huge crowd and a great atmosphere, kind of like it was last year when we played over at Senior High. But, you know, we just kind of have to roll with the punches. You know, as a coach, we always try to tell them to focus on the things that they have control over. Our preparation, our planning, our scouting, our you know, the way we work, whether we're practicing outside or inside or on grass or on turf. And our kids have done a pretty good job of just staying focused and not worrying about the things out of their control.
Scott Steinbrook, Kearney Bearcats soccer coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're supposed to play at Hastings tomorrow. I can't imagine that that's going to come off. Is there a chance that that has already been rescheduled, or is there a time that you can do that?
Well, it hasn't been canceled yet, and, you know, as of right now, we're optimistic. But the good thing is we're exploring some turf field options. It's scheduled at Hastings High. Again, it's just a scheduling nightmare this time of year when you're looking at reschedules. It's one of those games where if it doesn't get played tomorrow, it's not going to get played. You know, we're pretty adamant that as we approach the district tournament starts a week from today. There's a lot of teams that play games this Saturday. There's some actually pretty good-sized competitive tournaments on Saturday. We very intentionally avoided that date. You know, we don't want to play a game 2 days before a district tournament. You run the risk of injuries or cards or anything like that. So at this point, and it kind of goes back even a couple weeks ago, you know, if games don't get played on the day they're scheduled, unfortunately they're not going to get played. I'm optimistic that we won't get, you know, as much moisture as maybe they're talking about. And I'm also optimistic that maybe we can work something out to find a turf field to play on. But it's definitely up in the air at this point. The good news is, as we head to the weekend, you know, that Thursday game at Millard West, forecast looks pretty good. So that's a game we need to play. I mean, we need to play one of those upper-level Metro teams to get us ready for the postseason.
Well, let's talk about your team. Damian Austin and Armstrong are your two goal leaders. Bennett's in the goal for you. You've got some kids that are going to get some numbers put up there, but everybody likes offense, so let's talk about your goal scorers.
Yeah, you know, Damian is a kid that's been starting since his freshman year. He's probably our most creative, explosive player. Not only does he do a good job of scoring his own goals, but he draws a crowd. And he does a great job of setting up other players. And Isaac Armstrong has been the beneficiary of that a little bit. And Isaac's a kid who played a key role for us last year as a freshman. And he's just, you know, kind of taken that next step. You know, you always need a complementary goal scorer to your lead goal scorer, you know, because if it's just one guy, you know, then teams can really focus and try to defend him and take him away. But, you know, Isaac has really stepped up this year and been that second go-to guy. And, you know, another kid, Austin Mishu, he's just a freshman. You know, he's another starting forward for us. So it's kind of exciting that our top three scorers, none of them are seniors, a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior. So that's not only good for this year, but also for the coming years.
And it's not like you don't have a lot of seniors, but I was going to bring that up too. I mean, you guys look to be set up for the long haul. I mean, you just kind of continue, as you say, tradition never dies, and it looks like you guys are set up well here for the next couple, 3 years still.
Yeah, we've got a nice mix of kind of veteran senior leaders. Our four captains are all seniors. Just in terms of where we put them on the field, though, you know, they're kind of on that defensive third. You know, our goalies, both of our top two goalies, Quincy Bennett and Cole Jones, are both seniors. And then some of our defenders, you know, led by Gabe Bushnell, Austin Hibbard, those guys are seniors. And then Zach Wayman and Jeremy Knispel are a couple midfielders for us. But, you know, yeah, it's a nice mix we have right now. Those younger guys have really developed nicely. And I still maintain you're going to go as far as your seniors take you. Whether you have two seniors or whether you have 10 seniors, you need that senior leadership to be successful. And our seniors, especially our captains, are doing a great job of that.
Finally, you mentioned districts next week. What are you expecting? You put pen to paper. You guys are setting forth in the points. But as you said, with everything that's going on this weekend, that'll be after they draw things out. That comes out tomorrow, right, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's, you know, the interesting thing, the NSAA has always, you know, stood firm on the fact that they want a full week before districts begin to line up sites and hosts and referees. So, you know, the games, if there's any games that get played today, now it's from east to west, I don't know if that's going to happen. But games played through tonight are factored into the district points and district seedings. They probably won't come out tomorrow, but probably early morning on Wednesday. So we kind of controlled our own destiny on Saturday. We knew that if we won two games, there was no way that we wouldn't be awarded a host district. Now, we could be as high as three. We could be as low as five, depending on what happens. I know Grand Island and Lincoln Southwest are scheduled to play today. Omaha Creighton Prep and Omaha South are scheduled to play today. So there could be a little bit of shuffling, but we set out to host a district, and we've been fortunate enough to do that the last 3 or 4 years, and we'll be hosting again this year at Foster Field. Our kids love playing there. They really truly believe that that home field advantage will help carry us through, and you know, we just kind of have to wait and see who we play now. We don't know exactly who that'll be, but we do know exactly the location, and that'll be at Foster Field starting next Monday.
All right, Scott, we'll let you move along. Wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we can get some soccer in tomorrow, Kearney and Hastings.
Yep, very Very good. I hope you're right. Thanks.
Take care. Scott Steinbrook, who does know who the Jay Giles Band is, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. His Bearcats are now 12-0 on the season. Doug and Daddy Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and we'll be back with more, including, my God, the second time in two shows. We'll talk with Big Daddy right after this.
With apps from over 20 digital networks, Charter TV rocks your world.
You can watch them at a car wash. You can watch them at the mall. You can watch them at a petting zoo or at a fancy costume ball. You can watch them in a boring meeting or on a shrimp boat out at sea. They're Charter's on the Go TV apps for no extra fee.
Watch TV whenever, wherever with on-the-go apps from Charter TV.
I'm at a petting zoo, watching TV. Oh, Charter!
Stream movies, shows, sports, and more with apps from over 20 digital networks like HBO Go, CNN, and more. Call 855-510-CHARTER today. Some restrictions apply. See charter.com for details.
I was petting a goat. Now I'm on a shrimp boat.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Imagine your favorite cigarette. Now, imagine it without the smoke and cigarette smell.
It feels like the
Introducing the Enjoy King, the first electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and flavor of the real thing. Finally, smokers have a real alternative. New Enjoy King. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at enjoy.com.
Yeah, skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll see some scattered light showers around the area, mixing with some snow in spots later this afternoon. Temperatures will stay steady and then falling back through the 30s with north winds gusting to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Right now it's 39.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're right now in the month of April. Not only will you get Midway's hassle-free price, you also get their incentive rates, which are anywhere from 1.9 to 3.9% with approved credit. Typically, when it comes to incentive financing, you have to give up the rebates. Not right now. With the great folks at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. 2.9% financing for 72 months on every new vehicle with approved credit. You can knock that down to 1.9% financing for 72 months on trucks like the 2013 Ram 1500 or the 2013 Silverado 1500. And you can get an extra $4,200 off the 2013 Chrysler Town & Country. You want to go 84 months? That's 3.9% financing with approved credit. Check out the great deals. Maybe you just need something to get around in, a little Dodge Dart. How about a Dodge Avenger? And don't forget the great selection of Jeep Grand Cherokees, up to $5,000 off at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location. Also Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. Check them out online as well at thinkmidway.com. Nebraska baseball, you just got that feeling when we talked with Coach Schreiber last week that Purdue was in a bad way, losing 18 guys off last year's team. Their ERA is at 7. It's higher than that now. Nebraska pounded out 41 hits, scored 10 runs or more in all three games. And so they are now in second place in the conference. They're supposed to play K-State tomorrow at home. We'll see if that happens. We've just been informed that the UNK Fort Hays State softball games for tomorrow have been moved to Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Hopefully that'll give the field time to dry. softball team went 2-1 against Purdue this weekend. UNK baseball, tough one. They needed wins. They won the opener 8-5, got beat 12-11, and then were up 6-1 yesterday and got beat 8-6. Softball team 2-4, played six games over the weekend. Hastings College softball, we brought this up at the top of the show. Somehow they got weathered out in the second doubleheader yesterday against Conference Power Morningside. They did split with Northwestern Saturday. Baseball, they split their doubleheaders both Saturday and Sunday. We welcome back into the studio. His chair still conforms to his backside, ladies and gentlemen. Damon Day, Jim Langan, Randy Bushcutter, Greg Shea, Todd Gatula. It doesn't matter who we put in that chair. They go, it just feels like daddy. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. You got new microphones. You got new headsets. The budget is just freed itself up, is it?
It's like getting rid of Dwayne Wade or something, you know, and bringing in a rookie.
Yeah, it's like that, but way different.
We talked to you Friday amidst all the chaos that was going on in Boston. A lot of people saw you on TV, and if they didn't Saturday at the Red Sox-Royals game, then they got it tweeted or texted or found out how to view your beautiful noggin right below somebody had a sign that said Boston Strong, Wicked Strong, and you were right there next to him with brother and dad, although I think your brother was out trying to chase down home run balls out in the street. But chaos, that was the word. How much chaos actually was there last week that you saw?
Well, there wasn't chaos because there was such a police presence. I mean, everywhere you walked out of, there were police standing there. I mean, I've had three or four people say, well, did you feel safe? Well, hell yeah, you felt safe. There was a policeman every 30 steps. I mean, literally. I mean, when you walked out the front of our hotel and went right, you went past the Boston Harbor Hotel. Well, there were Homeland Security vehicles, 20 of them, 20, 30 of them. I mean, down the side of the building, around the corner of the building, you know, FBI vehicles, you know, people with the blue FBI deals on. I mean, people heavily armed with SWAT vehicles everywhere you went, so you were safe. I mean, everything was pretty much normal other than Friday when they just simply shut things down. And I know people that were at conventions there. They didn't have staff to get food ready. They couldn't prepare food for people. They couldn't order pizza down the street. They came in and to this particular deal and said, if you want lunch, we're going to try and make sandwiches. It's $20 cash. Do you want it? Well, there was no other. It wasn't like, I don't want roast beef. I'd rather have it. No, that was all you got, what they gave you. And
it was being at home.
Yeah.
Mom said, that's what we're having today.
And $20 sounds like a lot. Well, too bad then. Don't eat.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like. I mean, there was nothing on the streets.
Was there more like that? Was gas prices up? Could you tell that things were more expensive than normal?
No, I don't think that. I think everything was normal. But when you heard Watertown and you heard the names of these other places where it's all right there. And you can't really, I mean, I still just shake my head and say, if you're in Hastings and you're where you go under the overpass, if you walk to the North Walmart in Hastings, you would be out of the city of Boston. You know, it's just weird like that. I mean, a 2 mile walk and you're just out. Yes, you're out. I mean, it's very tightly confined. And the baseball game was an incredible experience just from an emotional standpoint.
I want to ask you before we get to that baseball game, because we, if you weren't with us Friday, Tony was in Boston and they had yet to postpone the hockey and the baseball game. And after we let you go, I said, if they don't catch this guy, there's no way that they're going to be doing anything. And they did that night. But what was Friday like when the manhunt was on?
Well, basically, nothing happened until 5 o'clock. And then stuff started happening. We finally found a restaurant. It was roughly 8 o'clock. And walking to the restaurant, which happened to be the Chart House behind a Marriott hotel, they decided they would open up. They had six wait staff. Our waiter told us there's normally 17 of them. He had sweat running down. I mean, it was crazy. But there was an open air bar deal that was right on the wharf that was open. And I've actually got a picture of me standing beside like 30 officers, and everybody was glued to a big screen TV. I mean, and there was a sense of, yes, we got him. People were happy. But still at that time, everybody was real interested in the story. I mean, there wasn't whoop. I mean, I never heard anybody going crazy, and you never heard, because people weren't out. That's what, no, was it crazy that night? Not really. Nothing was open.
Was it crazy where you were?
No.
Most of those photos they were showing were right there in that Watertown district of Boston.
But in that Watertown district, I mean, it wasn't like those people were coming out of their houses or out of their dorm rooms to celebrate. They weren't outside of a bar after a big series win. It wasn't like a section of bars emptied into the streets and were chanting USA. Nothing was open. That's the strange part. I think it would have been crazy had anything been open.
Well, yeah.
But with all the T, which is the deal to get back and forth, the subway system, what have you, nobody could come to work. Thus, nothing was open. So, you know, but those police officers standing around, still heavily armed, just glued to that TV, will be pretty memorable and a memory that will last for a long time for me.
Yeah, when we talked to some of the folks that were in the Boston Marathon, once from Nebraska that got back, we talked to Mark Treadway and Tom Osterbuehr and Ms. Shaw from over at Hastings. Everybody was talking with them, and they all had their different stories but similar stories. And, again, we're talking with Big Daddy Tony Davis, who from time to time did come on this show over the last few years. But he and his brother and father had a family vacation plan to go to a basketball game, a baseball game, which happened to be the Royals, and a hockey game. Of course, the basketball game was the last one of the regular season. Got canceled Tuesday, didn't get to go. You were at the hockey game where the national anthem broke. You know, everybody's seen that on Wednesday. Friday, you ended up going. Did you have tickets for both days? Okay, so Saturday, a lot of people saw you. Could you tell that Big Papi swore? Could you understand what he said?
There was no doubt.
Okay,
he just talked like Boston people talk.
Oh, yeah.
I think preachers preach on Sunday morning and use that word. I don't know.
Well, it was, again, it was the first time folks could kind of breathe easy, maybe have a little emotion. I heard Boston Red Sox fans last night on the television broadcast basically audibly swearing. So they're already back to normal, you know, how the Royals were sweeping the doubleheader. But you love Neil Diamond. That just happens to be one of the things that happened. The baseball game was close. And as we both said when we were talking about it, the Royals were on their way to winning this. They're up in the bottom of the eighth, two outs, and a three-run home run. And it gives Boston the win, although the Royals rallied in the ninth, had the tying run up, and didn't get the job done. But it's kind of one of those things where you go, well, yeah, it would have been okay to win, but if we could win, like, both of them tomorrow and then 10 in a row, they can sure have this one, because it's one of those things where it's kind of needed.
It was something for the city and those people and the emotion. If somebody – I told another guy from Kearney that happened to be in Boston at the same time we were talking. I said, at the end of this baseball season, if you pull 100 random baseball fans and say, which one game would you have wanted to go to this year? I think it's going to be overwhelming, the game that we got to see and what went on before it. And the hockey game, I thought the hockey game was you saw spontaneity at its best, really. They brought, I mean, when they brought the colors out, I mean, people were visible. I mean, tears in a lot of people's eyes. I mean, it was an emotional deal. And then the chants of USA and the Boston Strong, or We Are Boston chants at the hockey game was awesome. 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 Then Fenway Park experience. When they dropped the flag across the Green Monster, that was incredible.
That was cool.
I mean, that was really, I thought, just like, wow. like one of those deals is like, wow, that's super. And then when they introduced a lot of people, and the deal at the baseball game was a little bit drawn out for the, I mean, for the casual, I mean, it probably took 20 minutes, I would guess,
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
But then they brought out one of the guys, officers that was injured. They brought out one of the pedestrians that was injured, who's since been released from the hospital. And when they brought out the guy that pushes his kid, his handicapped son, in the wheelchair.
And it's done that. I can't remember if they said 21 or 31
31,
years.
I believe, yeah. is what they said. That's when it was like, I've got to look up and go, Oklahoma football, to get your mind across. Because, I mean, the tears literally would start coming out. That was awesome. And then they proceed to hand the microphone to David Ortiz, who is such a part of Boston. And the people love him like nobody else. Well, I mean, I can't say that because I think people are crazy about Garnett and Pierce and what have you. But he's a very popular figure, polarizing figure in Boston. He comes out. Has a crazy good game. They shift the, you know, he's hitting the ball all over the place. First game of the year, the place is erupting. When he said that, I thought, I mean, we kind of chuckle. You know, it's like, okay. But the Boston people are like, yeah, that's right. I mean, they weren't really laughing at it.
Well, that's what I kind of want to wrap it up with this. Most of the people that were at those two events were Bostonians. Obviously, you're not,
right.
hadn't been to Boston. You don't have relationships with Boston people. It's not like you're going out there to see friends or relatives. So give me a Boston, you obviously who have a lot of trouble introducing yourself to new people. Did you actually have a couple good one-on-ones with Boston people?
Well, I think I don't know about the Boston people as far as, you know, what they personally thought, but I thought things we did do is talk to people in that marathon. And where, you know, when you relate those stories, and I relayed that on Friday, when you talk to those people and you find out and you talk to people that live there that, I mean, everybody's off work on Monday unless you're in a service industry. And every kid's out of school that whole entire week. So it's a huge week. But Monday, I mean, there's first responders. Some of the one guy that got up out of the hotel bar / restaurant area, he'd met with his buddies for 26 years. Every year they do that. Every year they go there, and it's a party day in Boston. And it's just an awesome experience. But everybody related. I was just there within a half hour. I mean, I was there. And somehow, you know, and people, everybody had different accounts of from the time the first one went off to the second one went off. You know, some people you talk to go, I was there. I thought it was 5 to 7 minutes. Obviously, it wasn't. The news says number of seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, people turning around, people that just got done running the marathon, obviously are stopped and obviously trying to rehydrate and what have you. When the first one goes off, they talk about looking around and being startled like everybody else. But then when the people started running at them, I mean, you got people that have just ran 26.2 miles. Their legs, they don't want to run another mile to get out of the way. I mean, literally, you know, they thought, I'm going to get trampled. I mean, herds of people coming down the street. And one guy who was actually from Denver told us, we ducked into a apartment building around the block just to get out of the people because I couldn't move and wanted to go.
That's what I asked Tom Osterbeer. I said, man, 26 miles, were you one of those that just seemed like? He goes, most of them were able to get orderly out of the way, but definitely knew what you were talking about. And I saw on the news this weekend, one of the guys that ran in the marathon is from West Texas, got home just in time for the fertilizer plant explosion. So,
yeah, probably don't need to buy a lottery ticket.
No, stay away from that. Tony, anything else you want to add?
No,
we appreciate you filling us in on that the last couple shows.
It was just it was an awesome experience. Fenway Park, awesome to see. Awesome to see the garden, just being a sports fan and all the historic events. And Fenway, and a historic place, awesome. You got to go see it if you're a baseball fan. Would it be a place that I would highly recommend as far as the great amenities? I'd probably pick other places to go there, much like Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
It's a dump, people.
It's history.
It's a dump. It's history. History means old. Okay? Remember that. So when you get somebody who comes back from Boston and goes, oh, Fenway Park, how awesome. It was so... You, liar, liar, pants on fire, because...
It's a building with walls.
Yes, at least I did rent a shoehorn to get my ass into the seat, which was awesome, but very small, confined area, old.
Well, a lot of people must have saw you. You said your phone was blowing up while you were there.
Yeah, that was kind of fun because, yeah, that was really cool.
Folks, we've got another show for you tomorrow. Damon Day will be with us here as our co-host, and we've got a variety of things that we're going to be chatting about tomorrow. Little Husker baseball, they got a big week going. I want to remind you again, folks, as we told you at the top of the show, the passing of Buffalo County Sheriff Lieutenant Dave Butler. His funeral is going on and should be out about now, and Kearney Police Chief Dan Lynch wants to remind motorists during the noon hour to please stay clear of the intersection of 39th and 2nd in Kearney. There could be a long funeral procession with maybe 1,500 law officers in town as they proceed from the New Life Assembly Church to the Kearney Cemetery. Lieutenant Butler, who died after a battle with cancer, his funeral just getting over. So please, over the noon hour, I know it's a main drag, but please stay off of 39th and 2nd Avenue. I want to thank Big Daddy for coming in today. Scott Steinbrook, Kearney High soccer coach, David Gee, Grand Island Northwest track coach, as the Central Nebraska Championships are coming up on Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.